G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mum and Dad Show. I am with child today. Dickie doesn't like holding him during the show because she can't think and be powerful and speak her mind.
Yes. Wait, hold up.
Is your mic on?
Maybe it's for the best.
Do you know who disconnected your mic? No, not Pepper. Me. I did it the other day because I needed to use that microphone for something. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honour to be here. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about something very, very serious. I believe this is episode number 53. While Claire tries to get Pepper up on her lap.
If you're listening to this, it sounded a little bit sexual. It
sounded like you're beaten off. Dickie, we've got a question. This comes from someone in our audience. This comes from Gerald from the Sunshine Coast. Are you wearing a cardigan or a dressing gown? Can you show the camera?
This baby right here, I'll have you all know.
Mm-hmm. Do go on.
Is sweetheart. A cardigan. I got it on sale from Jeans West.
Ooh.
And it's
Don't flaunt how much money we have.
No, listen. $120 or $130 cardigan.
It was $180, you said before.
And it was over $100. I got it for $30 on sale.
Did you?
It's not a fucking dressing gown.
But it looks exactly
like
it.
Well, it didn't on the model. She had jeans on. Admittedly, I have tracky dacks on. But I thought this was quite a nice milfy apparel.
It's very you because you love being in pyjamas. No, you love
it. Lazy
you,
bitch.
You love leopard print.
Oh, I do.
And I can't even spell leopard. Leopard? Lapood?
I'm just devastated that you guys think that it looks like a dressing gown. When I put it on for the first time, Isaac was like, oh, that's a nice dressing gown. Then I put up a skincare video on Insta the other day and some lady was being really nice.
What is this? Assistant AI bot.
Oh, well, it's apparently AI is telling me the difference between a robe and a gown.
Ah, a robe is a long, loose garment worn as a form of clothing or as a dressing gown. It's typically worn over other clothing. Are you nude under that?
No, I have a t-shirt on.
Oh, put it away.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. I have a t-shirt on.
I think the only way to settle this is for people to vote down below.
Hang on. Let me...
Give us a rope. Dixon, look at you. You look like you...
It's very downish.
No. I've got it done
Fuck,
up.
I look bald in this.
Hang on. I'm not being weird, but...
There we are.
It is a cardigan. It's got, pockets and...
Oh, it looks more like a cardigan like that. Okay.
Are you lying?
No. Kellob? Kellogg?
Kellogg's?
I think what makes it a dressing gown is the little tie that you put across your waist.
I like the tie, though.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what I'm wearing.
I feel attacked. I love this so much, though.
Fuck, I've got bad BO today.
Ugh. I know.
Oh, I went to the gym before, got a good sweat on, lifting heavies, lifting steel.
So my moment's done, is it? My moment with the leopard? I'll put it away.
Sorry, I was just trying to move on because I thought we sort of exhausted everything to talk about your dressing
gown. I'm totally joking.
Broke a PB at the gym today. Over 110 on the bench press. Ooza.
You've been training hard.
I'm huge. Super jacked. We covered this last week.
Really
I am officially.
Oh, it's normally me burping on this podcast.
The DILF of the world.
You are. We could get you a leopard gown.
I'd love to wear a leopard. I want to get one of the Louis Vuitton ones, but I won't pay that for a fucking robe. Caleb, what is a Louis Vuitton dressing gown worth? You see all the cool influencers wearing it, and I'm an influencer. I have influence. Everyone at home, pick your nose. There you go. See?
I did it. That could be the thumbnail.
I am an influencer. I wanted to bring up.
They don't even look comfortable, do they?
No, not Etsy. No, that's bullshit.
Unless you're Lisa Vanderpump, I feel like you can't really pull off a
Would
gown
that be a resale
like
on Etsy?
I don't know, because I can't even.
I think maybe it's more of like a flog off version.
Ooh, hang on, hold on.
Oh, here we go. Belted Damer robe. Oh. Real. Yeah, that's.
I'm patting Pepper under
$700. Fuck you.
Holy shit. Sold out.
$30, doll. $30.
Yep, can't beat it.
Can't beat it.
You get a $25 site credit off your first purchase.
Of $1 million.
Go and check out the real from this podcast. Let them know. Send them a text message that we sent them there. Dickie,
I'm trying
question.
To get Pepper to sit on me. Sorry. She just won't.
I don't think she wants to. You got to talk into the microphone too.
She doesn't want to sit on me.
Come on.
She's She's sitting under the table, Pepito, like a good girl.
Now,
she's settled in beautiful.
There's a bit of fear getting thrown around this house at the moment.
Oh.
We are travelling over to America in a month and a bit, and we're fearing the...
shooters.
That too, but we're fearing the travel.
Yes.
We're a bit fearful of the travel because we've got a little boy now, and it was hard enough for just us. We didn't love the travel as it was. So it is a bit, you know, we're scared of the whole, the crying and all that type of shit.
I don't want his ears hurting or him being on pain.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about him screaming and hurting my ears.
I'm worried about that too, but I'm worried about someone being rude to us and then I have like a full mental breakdown on the plane.
It's going to happen because here's the thing. We nearly had a breakdown on the flight back from LA last time.
It was just us.
Because someone was rude to a flight attendant and we wanted to punch on.
Oh, they were too.
Imagine if someone's rude to our son. It's going to, shit's going to go down.
I remember that. They were really rude. Wasn't it a guy?
I can't remember.
Fucking
men. You know what I hate? When menu log and fucking Uber Eats send you notifications all day. Are you hungry? Yes, I'm hungry, but I'm trying not to be a fat cunt.
I literally just got one. Do we get them all at the same time?
Menu log?
We in the Matrix? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
Order I've actually cancelled your menu log account because you kept ordering spicy chicken wings. In all hours of the night, and the farts are
you know
off.
Me, baby.
Got
to keep that bowel frequent. Sorry.
Claire says that a lot. She says a lot about a bowel, and I don't think you understand where your bowel is.
Around here.
Yeah. Well, your small.
Am I wrong?
No. I think you refer to your bowel, or at least until recently, as your anus. But in fact, your bowel is up a bit higher.
I refer to it as my bowel near my tummy.
Your bowel in your tummy.
Yeah.
Oh, poor little Addy. He's been exercising his bowel.
He has.
He shits like a maniac. Oh. And Dickie, she is so proud of him when he shits. It's hilarious. It's like, yes. Oh. You took him off me the other day with so much happiness and vigor in your eyes because he did a big poo and you said, I will change it.
I love changing his little poos.
Why?
I don't know. It's really weird. I hate picking up the dog shit, but when
did you see how much I picked up the other day? Oh. I had a full, like, we got a normal medium-sized plant and I filled up an entire fucking pot full of dog shit.
Mm.
Well, I'd filled it up over a couple of weeks, then I finally threw it out. It was disgusting. And I took it to the front door to show Claire. It's like if you've done a big poo and you want to take a photo of it.
It was pretty, it was diabolical, actually.
It was diabolical.
It was really bad.
What do you think about people letting their dog shit on your lawn?
Well, listen, I mean,
I don't have the cleanest record with this.
I think it's disgraceful if someone does it to our lawn, but we do it quite well. If there's, it's like the old saying, if a bear shits in the woods, and no, that's.
I was going to defend you, darling. I didn't know what you meant, though.
If a tree falls in the woods.
Do you smell it?
Do you smell it? And no one's there to see it.
What are we like with the dog poos?
I think if. Take 100 poos. I reckon we pick up 80 of them.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty
bad. Right. If it's nighttime.
If mate. I've had a really fucked day, like if we've had a stressful day.
You'll do one
day,
next to it.
I will. And it's on someone's lawn that's not there or it's someone that we know is a bit of a.
If we don't like the person.
We had a shit neighbour at a rental of ours ages ago.
Years ago.
Remember that woman? She had the cutest dog though. It was so hard.
We used to walk past and all the like it was a little laneway between the houses and all the dogs either side would bark and she would go and stand at the window
and watch us.
And watch
us. Because she thought we were having our dogs shit there and not picking them up.
So we
weren't. We did it like twice.
Our whole plan. Bad, our plan was to collect poo over time and then one
when the lease was up.
Dump it. And we never did it. It's a no, real shame. Maybe
she was a nasty woman.
I just didn't want to transport all the poo. I thought
that
was a bit gross.
But her dog, remember? Benson was his name.
No, that wasn't the lady.
Yes, it was.
No, it was the lady two doors behind.
No, Benson's mum was on it too.
She was blowing up too, was she?
She was in on it too and the house on the right. I'm name dropping, sorry.
Well, I tell you what, if you are Benson's mum and you're watching this, shame on you, all right?
We liked you.
We did like you.
And you thought it was us dropping the poos because we had the dogs.
You used to talk to us. Oh, God, I hate talking to people sometimes. Yeah. We're lucky in our street. We've got good neighbours.
Thank Christ.
There's some people that we run into in our walks that just are on for the fucking chat of a lifetime. And I would rather skin my own feet than talk to some of these people. I remember there was one dude years ago that we used to avoid like the plague before we moved to where we are now.
I can't think who it was now. I've got no The old dude.
Yeah. And he would stop and talk to us. He was a lovely man, but these conversations.
I talked to him when I was on my own. Isaac was just mean to him.
These conversations would go on for 30 minutes. And I don't
know. He was old and had no one to talk to.
Yeah, because he kept talking to people.
Oh.
He's probably only had 10 conversations in his life, but they're gone for so long that he's now in his 80s. And he had this dog that was on fucking wheels.
I loved him.
It was the yappiest fucking thing. He had to massage its bowel.
He did. To make it poo. He took it to swimming lessons to help it. He was a beautiful man.
Pause. What? It was not swimming lessons.
What was?
It was hydrotherapy, wasn't it?
Same thing.
No, it's not. Your grandma's not going to swimming lessons. Now, listen, your hip's playing up. We think swimming lessons will help.
I never graduated swimming lessons.
I don't think I did either. Does
they kept me in with the toddlers when I was a kid.
How old were you?
15.
You're a good swimmer.
No, I'm not. I can keep afloat just like in life.
But you used to swim at the beach all the time.
Yep, in the surf I was fine. Let the sharks come. I don't care.
You put me
in a lap pool with a bunch of fucking kids. Not now, but in school.
Yeah. What?
I just didn't like it. It was a bad environment.
Too many.
There was just splashing around, everyone's yelling, and there's buzzers and fucking, what is it? The
whistle?
All the whistles and shit. And there's that one dickhead in every year that's like, I'm going to do butterfly.
Oh, I would never do butterfly. I wasn't Wankers. Good enough. I wasn't good enough to do the butterflies.
You were always sporty in school, though.
I was a fat little kid.
Well, I was skinny, but I was shit at swimming.
I pretended that I was a sporty spice, but in reality, I was just a fucking dog. I was a dog of a kid.
You were so cute.
Woof, woof, woof. I stole a Charizard card. I'm sure you've heard that story. One of the kids up the road, he had a Charizard and I didn't have one.
Is this a childhood episode? Should we go deep?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, you go.
My parents still talk about it. I took a Charizard card off the kid up the road and I hid it. So we're playing Pokemon out the front and I put down a couple of Blastoises and a couple of Venos and then he put down the Charizard. I was like, you fucking show off. So what I did was when he wasn't looking, I went, look, over there, it's Benson's mum.
That's cool, back.
And I slid the Pokemon, the Charizard card underneath a pot plant.
Oh, that's so calculated.
It's fucking calculated.
That's bad, darling.
I'm evil.
How old were you, though?
I would have been
under 11? Year
one or two.
Oh, you were very little.
Mm.
Okay, that's not as fucked.
And so... old mate, let's call him Jacob.
What's his name, Jacob?
No.
Okay.
He went home and then under the cover of darkness, I snuck back out, grabbed the Charizard card and took it for my own personal collection.
I've never wanted you more.
All of a sudden, here comes Jacob's mum looking for the card.
That'd be me.
I just happened to have a Pokemon card. Right. I'm still obsessed. So Jacob's mum comes looking for it, storming up, and she's at the front door, knocks on the door. Mum answers.
Poor mum.
She goes, your son stole my son's Charizard card. And mother dearest.
Why is she so certain? Just saying.
Because he went up to play Pokemon with me and he came home without his
favourite
card.
The kid should have said something.
What? Yeah, well, he didn't have the balls, old
That's
Jacob,
right.
pussy.
So fuck him.
So he, his mum comes to the door with my mum, and then mm-hmm. it's on. Mum said, yeah, shirts off in the gravel. she says to my mum, your son stole my son's Pokemon card. And mum's like, my son would not do that. How
I
dare
love
you.
That she defended
she
you.
She defended me to the death. But
my mum would have thrown me out the door by my earlobes and gone, she did it all right.
She was at the back deck. She's locked down for life. Yeah, mum defended me and
that's nice.
And like for a good 20 or 30 minutes. And
wow.
And then I admitted that, yeah, I did take it. And she was, they haven't let me live it down. They brought it up at my 18th and my 21st. And I'm pretty sure your dad talked about it at the wedding.
If that's your worst thing you've done,
I killed
which
a couple
I'd
of
say
kids.
It probably is. Oh, God.
I killed a couple of kids. That's Don't just recently, it. Though.
I'm proud of you. I think that if that's the
Killing
worst
the
thing
kids.
You did. No, oh, you Jesus. Fool.
Yeah, no.
That's not too bad at all.
What else? I don't think I did much. I did poo on my brother's head.
Oh, that's a different story.
Do we delve into that? I think we probably should.
Was he conscious?
Yeah.
My brother's choked me.
Oof. Not sexually, I hope.
No, I'm just saying, siblings, you know, literally happens.
Shit does happen. My brother Jonas, who is now 22, 23?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 23. He was born in 2000. Addie, don't you dare. He and I didn't get along very well because he was the youngest and at the time and you know, we fight like cats and dogs. Anyway.
That's normal.
Dad had his 40th, I think. His 40th birthday. And there was a big party and I don't know what happened. I don't know if this is the thing or not, but I had a lot of helium. There's a lot of helium balloons and we actually hired a helium canister.
You rich motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what's up. So I smashed a bit of helium, maybe a bit too much. And then the next day, turns out I had a bit of the loose stool. So it was either that or I ate something. But I didn't know about this loose stool. And it was really bad stool. It's one of the worst stools I've ever had. Anyway.
Yep.
So I had the gas too, my bile. And Jonas was like sort of sitting, playing or whatever, doing his thing. He would have been... What's dad now? 57 or something. So he would have been.
Oh, no.
This was 17 years ago. Oh, so he would have been five or six. And so I thought it'd be funny to fart on his head.
You thought you were just farting, correct?
Yeah, but I didn't just like put my bottom on his head. I pulled my pant down to expose my buttocks and then farted on his head. Unfortunately, the loose stool. I followed through with the stool and pooped on his head. And he cried and then I cried. I started crying because I didn't know what to do. I pooped on his head and a little bit on the carpet. I was so embarrassed because I would have been like 10 or 12 years old or whatever I was.
Dude.
I was so upset.
What'd your mum do?
She was just like, what?
Your what poor mum.
First the Charizard card, now you're pooing on your brother's head. What's next?
Juvie.
Debauchery.
Juvie.
Poor
Jonas.
He got pooped on his head. And I can remember his eyes to this day just looking at me like, whoa, why have you done this?
But it was gave him a secondhand lounge though, so we've made up for it.
I've definitely made up for this. There was nothing wrong with that lounge. Absolutely perfect.
Yep.
There was a wheat pack in the bottom of it that had exploded and wheat was getting everywhere, but other than that, it was a perfect lounge.
This is a deep dive into our lives.
It really is. But yeah, no, he...
Siblings do shit to each other. It's not always nice. Most of the time it's not.
I think my family also, they stopped talking about that event.
It was the dark day. It was the black day, if you can say that.
Mum brought it up, like not recently, but she brought it up one day when I was Jonas and I were arguing or something happened.
This is just like
what you pooed on his head, Isaac. I tipped a bucket of mashed potatoes.
Bless
on his head.
Her heart.
And she brought it up, and everyone was like, "Ooh," or no, maybe Jonas brought it up, and we were all like, "Oh, he brought that up. Jeez, that's really bringing something up." Because we're not supposed to talk about the time that I pooed on his head, but yeah, it did happen. I'm not proud of it. Would I go back in history and change that if I could? I don't know, because I'm in a pretty happy position,
It probably was character building.
Oh, yeah, it built
poor
his character.
Jonas.
You know, he
turned out beautiful, so the poo didn't affect him.
The butterfly effect is a profound idea. The idea that if you go back in history and back in time and time travel and you stop a butterfly from flapping its wings, it may change history altogether. Because,
what?
You know, well, if a butterfly flaps its wings and then that bit of air hits you in the eye like that, and then you go, oh, and then you stop doing something later on that day, it's a chain. I've described that terribly. but one flap from a butterfly's wing. Let me try that again.
Are we going to start talking about fucking star signs?
A flap from a butterfly's wing can affect other things down the line. So,
bullshit.
Okay, so let me put it this way. A butterfly flaps its wing, which pushes a ladybug off a leaf. That ladybug
symbolism.
Definitely not. And then that ladybug does something else to something else in that day because it fell off the leaf. Yada, yada, goes on, and then JFK's been shot.
I like it.
My point is, if I don't do that poo,
we might never have met.
We never meet. We never get married, and Addie's not born. So I do not change that back in history. I never go back and don't do that poo on my brother's head because I am where I am today because I shit on his head.
Would you say that was the darkest thing you did as a child slash teenager?
Oh, yeah. That's the worst thing I've ever done.
Do you want to hear mine?
I don't know.
You know what it is, but I feel like it's a funny story.
What is it? Give me a hint.
Swimming carnival.
Oh. The day that you were choked by your brother till you pooed at the swimming carnival.
That definitely didn't happen. No, 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 no. It was year 8, I believe.
Take me back. Summer high tide just come out.
As y'all know, I didn't like swimming.
Or school.
Or school.
So this is a terrible day.
All the people
you.
In my year.
This is a woeful day.
Did not want to be there.
You didn't like bikinis?
I didn't have a bikini.
What do you mean you didn't?
I had a one piece. It was age appropriate.
Fair enough. Yeah, that is.
Right. I just sounded like Hannah Gadsby. Fuck, she's not funny. No, I was watching her shit the other day and I was just like, bitch, you are fucked.
She wouldn't be where she is if she wasn't a fat.
Oh, she's horrific. Absolutely dog shit. Anyway, so swimming carnival was approaching. I asked my parents for consecutive weeks. Please can I not go?
Mm-hmm.
Please don't make me go. So and why, I was a very good runner.
Why didn't you want to go?
This is my argument. I'm a good runner. I'll go to the athletics carnival. Sure. That was my trade-off.
But you didn't want to go because you were getting bullied at school. You
bullied
hated
at
swimming.
School, hated school, wasn't a good swimmer. And it was a full-day thing. And I also really didn't want to be prancing around in swimmers in front of the kids that were picking on me already for being really skinny and tall. So
the PE
I was
staff
like,
were filthy that you didn't go.
They were. So I was like, fuck this. I don't want to go. Every day is hell for me at school. Like, I was dreading every single day not wanting to go to school. So I was like, I don't want to go to this fucking swimming carnival. Are you serious? Like, it made me physically ill. Anyway, my parents wanted me to go because it's school day.
Ugh, what an argument.
Yep.
Who cares?
You
could take 90% off school, 90% of the days off school, and nothing will change.
When your parents are teacher, I feel like you're raised differently because they view everything differently.
School is not that important. Let me just say that.
No. In my opinion, it's not either. Anyway, so mum and dad were like, no, you're going to the swimming carnival. And I was like, okay. So I had planned to go. I was like, okay, I'll go. And if it gets too bad, I'll just walk home. That was how I sort of rationalised it in my head. And my friend at the time, she was a bit of a loose bit of gear. Mm-hmm. She was a bad influence of a friend, I will say. But my only friend at the time. And she was like, you know what we should do? I don't want to go to the swimming carnival either. Let's WAP.
Now, some people across the world won't know what WAP means. Caleb, do you know WAP?
No.
See?
Show me age. Let's WAP. Let's ditch. Let's...
What?
What's another...
You've never used the word WAP, Caleb.
No.
WAP a class. Ditch a class. Wag. Let's wag. Let's basically disappoint our parents is what I'm saying.
Let's not go to class. Yeah.
Yes. But I sort of had rationalised. I was like, no, I'm so miserable. This isn't even whopping. Like, I was a good kid and I was like, I don't want to go to this shit. I don't want to do this at all. And she was like, you know what we're going to do instead? We're going to go to Woolies and get junk food and we're going to go to my house and watch movies for the day.
Lovely.
And I went, yes, yes, we are.
Yes, we can.
And we did that and it was a great day.
Mm.
Then there was a knock at the door.
What movie did you watch?
I got horror movies. I think Last House on the Left.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Very yes, you have. We've watched it. It's very good.
A thousand apologies.
Sorry. Anyway, knock at the door. School let mum know that I'd whopped.
Oh no.
Mum's at the door.
Oh no.
Not happy.
Oh Jesus. I can imagine her face too.
I was in big trouble and I think it was probably the naughtiest, like, wankery thing I did as a kid was probably whopping that, even though I still in my mind rationalise why I did it. That was probably the naughtiest.
That was the naughtiest wank you had?
But yes, I reckon that was probably like D-Day for my family. Didn't go because my brothers were really smart and they like
ducks
loved
the school
and
that
everything.
Type of thing.
And so me not going to this swimming carnival, like, you fucking bitch.
So what happened afterwards? Were they mad at you? Did you get in trouble? Grounded?
Grounded.
For how long?
I can't remember. Like a long time.
My grounding's never stuck.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Mum would be like, you're grounded. I'd be like, bitch, I'll see you tomorrow.
Their childhood was just like whipped cream.
Ours, yeah.
You fucking bastards.
Mum would get real mum angry. Like mum angry. Not crazy angry, just mum angry. But then she'd like forget about it.
Oh, the dream.
She wouldn't hold like anger for long at all.
Mm.
She's busy, so she can't hold that for all the time. But then, you know, you'd be cool. So she'd be like, oh, you're grounded. You're grounded for a week. And then by...
What was the longest you were grounded for?
Oh, fucking a day. Maybe two.
Did you ever have anything thrown off the deck?
Well, we didn't have a deck when I was a kid, but
oh.
No, nothing thrown off the deck. We did have a deck when we moved to Warners Bay. but it was below. It wasn't that high. Your old deck. Claire had a house that the deck was like 30 meters in the air. I'm not talking shit. It was very, very high.
The greatest.
So you would.
I grew up in a tree house.
Yeah. If you fell off this deck, you would very die.
I contemplated it many a time.
I bet.
I'm kidding.
My deck, not so much. But no, nothing was ever thrown off. Nothing was ever thrown off.
Of yours or mine?
Mine. Did you have things thrown off?
So much.
What would you have thrown off your deck?
Oh, I had a giant teddy from an ex-boyfriend that cheated on me. I threw over there.
Fair enough.
Food. I'm sure that there were some games thrown over, like a console, because we wouldn't turn the games off. And I
did you ever try to fart on one of your brothers and actually shit off the deck?
No, I remember one of my brothers choking me because I was fascinated by World of Warcraft he was playing, and I went in and broke into his room, and I tried to start playing on his computer, and he got me up in a choke, and he was like...
See, I think that's pretty normal for brothers.
Well, I think it is too. That's why I sort of get defensive when, like, if your family says anything about the pooing incident. It is bad, and shame on you for doing it, but it's not like most siblings have a fucked up story that's happened.
My family hits me up for bullying my little brother, but...
I got bullied by my brothers, but... You know, look at me. I'm fine.
You're doing good.
No, my brothers were fine.
No, they're all right. They're good blokes.
They didn't really bully me, actually.
They were a lot older than you.
They didn't really bully me. You didn't bully Jonas. We're okay.
We're
fuck
all
this.
Being all right. No, I was.
Fuck the swimming carnival.
I bullied Jonas, but I shouldn't have. If I had my time again, I would do it. But it's one of those things that you could go, oh, fuck.
I still feel bad about the swimming carnival.
I don't feel bad about shitting on his head. I think it's quite funny.
It's funny in hindsight because you're close now.
Yeah, I don't care now. If we weren't close, then I might go, oh.
This was a full deep dive into our fucking
I had notes of things to talk about. I was going to talk about the Commonwealth Games that fucking Dan. Who cares? He's a fucking wanker.
But who cares about the Commonwealth Games? Am I wrong in saying that? No one cares. Like,
I don't know. Every year they try to drum up how we should care about the swimmers.
We don't.
Fuck the swimmers.
I don't think many people care at all.
No, who gives a shit?
Lower groceries.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Do something.
Don't go and
spend
$6 billion on the fucking Commonwealth Games. Let's get potato chips back to under $5.
Dan Andrews spent way too much on all the COVID fear-mongering bullshit.
Well,
so
he also paid everyone in fucking Victoria a ridiculous, well, I don't know if
all
he paid.
All Melburnians.
What he did, in he didn't pay, the federal government paid, but... Excuse me, what he did in Victoria was he killed the economy. Mm. Killed the economy.
And he got voted back in.
That is how fucked Victorians are.
Wow.
Sorry if you're from Victoria, but.
Beautiful city, but wow.
But I'm going to poo
in
your head.
Well, it was when all the cafes were open. Not anymore.
Not anymore. It was a beautiful city. It was, and it's still great now, but so many people lost their businesses and all that shit.
Devastating.
Over fuck all. And I still have. I had someone whinge about this. I won't say his name because he'll get a kick out of it, but there's this guy who comments on everything I post and he hates me, but he watches everything I do. So he's obviously a fan or autistic or both. Mm-hmm. He was talking about the Victorian Fire Department, how they have to have 3 jabs of COVID vaccines, otherwise they're not allowed to be in the fire department. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so this is 3 jabs over 2 years. But we were told that, you know, the COVID jab only lasts for 3 to 6 months. So if you've had 3 jabs, you're as protected as someone who's never had a jab, right? If you've had 3 jabs 2 years ago, nothing even fucking matter. So this bloke comments and he goes, well, where'd you get this information from? It's like, well, from the fucking...
The dark web, mate, the dark web.
Jeez, there's some fucking dumb cunts around. Like, I just cannot deal with these people. Like,
get your booster shot. Do the right thing. Do it.
God, I was actually talking to a doctor this morning, one of my friends, and we were talking about things that would get him fired. I'll tell you later. Nothing sexual, no. just about particular illnesses. But
it's just so stupid. Like, it's such a deep dive when you look into all the COVID stuff. I try not to now, but yeah.
I had a mate that used to work on a construction site, and they'd have different coloured hats for how many jabs they'd have or if they were unvaccinated.
What? Why?
100%. Like, it was... So it was like, if you were unvaccinated, you would just be a different colour helmet. you have to work in different. It was very
That is red hot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they'd have to work separately to the other people that were vaccinated.
The vax go over here, the Jews are over here. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Now, I get all of it because we were quite scared about what was going to happen with COVID originally.
100%.
We all thought it was going to kill everyone. But people are still scared. And this long COVID shit, mate, if you've got long COVID.
Maybe you're just tired.
Maybe you're just fucking fat.
Maybe you're just unfit and unwell.
Go for a run.
Long COVID. Maybe you're just not well.
I'm sick of fat people.
Or you got fatigue syndrome.
Maybe you've always been slow.
Sluggish
and shit. Maybe it's a real thing. I don't know. But
maybe
I just.
Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I don't know. I just. You could not pay me to get a booster shot now. I'm not an anti-vaxxer by any means, but I just...
Fuck it, I'm anti-everything.
It was fucking rushed.
Check out the anti-vegan jerky that's now available also at fuckvegans.com, fkvegan.com.au.
Our dogs got into it and loved it as well.
Yes, Pepper, who I know we should train, but if you've got an idea of how to train this mongrel...
I'm not training her at
all.
She
is quicker than lightning.
She's beautiful.
It's ridiculous. She got into our bin again. I'm not taking the bin out every time I leave the house. It's ridiculous. She makes me ill. I'm going to go upstairs and shit on her.
She's so... What note did you have for us to talk about? I felt like there was something decent. Because we sort of just talked shit, but I've enjoyed it.
Do you know about the Adam 22 thing?
Oh.
Adam 20... Did you mention this last night?
I think so.
The porn dude.
Yeah, so Adam 22 has a podcast called No Jumper. He also got one called Plug Talk that he does with his missus. Now, they're both porn stars.
And just like us.
Just like us. We're very similar people, my God. Now, he recently – so on their podcast that they do together, every single week or every month or whatever it is, they have a girl come on and then the girl that comes on fucks his missus and him sort of thing. So it's very similar to this show.
Very nice.
Just a little bit different.
Beautiful stuff.
And so anyway, after 100 episodes or 50 episodes or whatever
– Oh, the room would stink.
Yeah, that would smell. Break, crack a window, please, guys.
Fuck.
So after 100 episodes, whatever it was, she wanted to sleep with this other dude. He wasn't involved, Adam 22, but they just got married, Adam 22 and this and Lena, the plug, whatever her fucking name is.
Lena?
What are you smiling about? You know. You know her name, don't you?
This is such a cooked story.
So she, can you pull up a photo of the big black dude that she ended up ruining?
I'd like a photo of all of them, to be honest.
Yeah, well, let's. Let's do it. So
I've had an eyelash in the worst spot this entire episode, and I keep trying to get it.
Lena the porn star.
Oh, this will be in most recent.
Oh, no.
So it's all it's all Pornhub.
What do I even look up?
Just look up her name. It'll just come up with a photo.
Oh, I will, hey. Yeah.
So this is who we're talking
about.
That's me.
Sorry, hold up.
So this is who we're talking about. Make sure there's no porn on there if we're going to go and put this on the fucking...
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah, so that's the dude that she ended up rooting.
Recroix.
What's his name? Jason Love. So anyway, everyone was like, what the fuck? I thought it was a bit rude because he's been rooting heaps of chicks for heaps long.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's been rooting heaps of girls. Why can't she have a root with old mate? Like, this is their relationship.
I see no problem with that if that's what they're weird.
But this is their relationship. It's not like a normal couple. Like, these guys are fucking on camera and they're making heaps of cash and this is their job.
What's the difference? It's just because it's a dude.
I personally am not about it.
No, nor am I.
Just saying.
Mind your business.
Mind your
business.
Stay
in your lane.
Stay inside. Stay safe. But if this is what they do and they want to get into it, who gives a shit? They made a heap of money from it.
If she wants to fuck a black dude.
But also, he can't have his cake and eat it too.
Yes.
He can't go around rooting all these chicks that turn up at his podcast and then get the shits because old mate wants a bit of the action. But she did start saying that, his dick was so big, it still hurt me. And then he cream pied her. Allegedly.
Why did it even blow up in the first place? Like, if I thought it was originally that they weren't sleeping around and she just wanted to.
I think a lot of people blew up about it.
It was an
because
affair story.
No, that's how they worded it.
Yeah.
Because they just got married and then she's doing this. Right? So you'd be like, oh, that's a bit sus. But I think a lot of people, like the Andrew Tates of the world, looked at it and.
My hero.
And people like him.
He looks like a skinny pit bull.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Nice. I agree, actually. people like that and people who are fans of his and are on that same sort of mindset, they looked at it as like what Muslim people would call haram.
Right.
Like the bad, horrifying, you know, that a woman should do that. I think it does stem from a lot of double standards and all that type of stuff. Like if you're going to root chicks on your podcast with your porn star missus and then get the shits because she roots a bloke, yeah, I don't think you can do that. I think it's either all of it's okay or nothing's okay. And that's why we're getting into porn.
Oh, God.
And Dickie's going to start us off.
Oh, God. I would do foot pics. I've said it for years.
What are your porn star names, though?
Mine would be I said one.
I got one.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
Henry Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid.
Henry Hemorrhoids. Oh, how dare you? You know what yours would be? Kidding. Yours would be
Loose Lips.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Mum and Dad Show. We'll see you next week. Check us out on Spotify and listen to this on the way to work or on the way to school or on the way to...
Get your booster shot.
We'll see you next time.